Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so something interesting before I get to the phones. David, Rico, you guys tell me. Now, to me, this is a no-brainer. But in this town, we're not doing it as a topic, but it would fill the lines of people saying no, 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 no. So Bleacher Report, Zach Buckley put together some of the summer NBA trade proposals. All right? This is from today.
Okay.
And the Pistons acquire Zion Williamson. Now, this to me is a no-brainer. Here's what you're sending. This is similar to what I offered, except it's an even cheaper deal. Tobias Harris, $26 million. Jaden Ivey, Bobby Clinton, a one and a two.
Yes.
Mind you, Ivey's...
Next year's one?
Yeah, and then a future two. Tobias has no role with this team long term. Ivy's extension eligible. I'd rather pay someone else. Hell, go pay Dern if you like. Klintman is a complete unknown. Swedish kid you drafted. And the two draft picks, F them picks. And before you knock Zion, I want you to just remember something. In 28 minutes a night, he scores 25 points. He is one of, if not the most efficient scorer in the NBA. The only reason he's this cheap, the perfectly healthy version's rarely been seen. If it doesn't work, you can still go big game hunting. You're not trading Ron Holland. You're not trading Asur. You're not doing anything zany.
So, Doran's not in that as well. So
basically, if it doesn't work, you got to try to get somebody else to want to buy Zion to get him off your...
Well, because basically his deal is going to be short enough, you could be out of the Zion business pretty quick. The point I'm making to you is, this town, people shoot that down.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Nope, they would, because you want to play the Zion bingo card. He can't stay healthy.
Right. My point is, what are you actually giving up for him?
You're giving up nothing. Nothing. Just one first and a second. I don't care about Ivy. I don't care about all that. Bye-bye. Oh, please make that move.
I just thought it was a fun note that popped up today, and I would just pass it on to you.
Except for probably Tobias Harris has gotten a lot of Detroiters on his side because
bye-bye.
You saw how tough he acted in the playoff
game. I want to include him in any deal this offseason because of the money portion of it.
And
bye-bye.
The thing is, when they got him in the trade, he was there to be expendable. We're going to move you along. Get an apartment, not a house, because you're not going to be here that long.
Let's go to the people. Go to Rod. He's up next, 97.1. Rod, what's going on, pal?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Rod.
Hey,
Rod, what's up?
Other Pistons fans are just scared of what happened with Blake Griffin and how that failed. I think they're just happy that we finally got a playoff win in 15 years and they just want to coast. I'm not that way. I did see that Bleacher Report trade proposal. I'm with it 100%. I saw trade proposals for possibly Jaylen Brown and Devin Booker and things like that.
Yeah.
Go do it. Get it done.
Yeah, those are far more expensive. I just want to say that for the people in the back. But yeah, Rod, yeah. I mean, you have to try.
Yeah, you have to try. I don't get it. So if we're being patient, everybody's fine being patient. If we lose in the first round, maybe game seven next year, I don't want to hear no complaining, no crying, because we're being patient, right?
Yeah.
No, go out, make a big splash. In defense of Brad Holmes, I know everyone is a little upset with the whole Ed Rusher deal. If I'm not mistaken, at like the end of February, earlier March, didn't it come out that he did reach out to the Browns in regards to Myles Garrett, but they weren't budging? So at least he tried. So, but hey, you guys have a great day.
Yeah, no, Rod, I appreciate it. Ultimately, it comes down to there's a pretty consistent thing that the Lions are doing. They want to draft, develop, and retain their own. And they want to sign their people early. But when you leave cap space on the table and you don't prioritize a pass rusher at any stage, not in the trade market, not in free agency, and please do not sell me that drafting a kid in the sixth round is prioritizing it. You didn't do it in the draft. So ultimately, it's okay to have a conversation. But it's just like that Bleacher Report thing. If I said to Piston fans right now, on your season tickets next year, here's your starting five. Cade, Beasley, Asur, Zion, Duren. Why can't that team finish top three in the East?
I was just going to say, you're looking at probably a top three team. Maybe four, depending on what happens with Orlando. But yes, you will be a have in the East.
Right, you still have beef stew. You still have Ron Holland. You'll still have some bench filler. Who? What's wrong with that? Versus, I'm sorry, there's no scenario I'm bringing Schroeder back. There's no scenario I'm bringing Tim Hardaway back. And honestly, if Malik Beasley doesn't want to take a team-friendly contract, goodbye. I'm not going to pay that guy $18 million a year.
No, Schroeder and Hardaway, it basically depends on how much money I got when it's all said and done. If I got enough to bring one back.
Rico's giving him the biscuits, the crumbs at the bottom of the bag.
But let's be real. That's, you know what? We got, as you said, you can't sit here and not spend all your money.
No, and the problem.
We got a little extra.
The problem for this team, and again, people in this town don't see it. You have $41 million tied up in Tobias and beef stew. All right? I mean, that's not quite a max player, but it's close. Let's go to Dre, Southfield, 97.1. Dre, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. So, for starters, I don't agree with the approach, but I do believe that Trajan's being pretty upfront about where they're at. And I go back to his opening presser last year. And ironically, I think that Trajan and Scott Harris had a similar impact by their teams on expected success, in that when they both took their particular jobs, they looked at both their, granted different sports, but they looked at their organization as rebuilds, longer term rebuilds. And both their teams, I think, performed ahead of schedule than they expected. Mm-hmm. And so I think with Trajan, and go back to his presser last year, you said something before he went to break. He said, you want him to pick the pieces he likes and hold on to them. The rest can go. His presser last year, he was asked, what was his outlook on the roster? And he said, and I'm paraphrasing, I was in the West, but I really don't have much of a feel for the roster. And you know, that's how I want to use this year to evaluate. And if you look at the way the season transpired, Ivy left early due to injury. Asur missed all of training camp, you know, pretty much a quarter, you know, good portion of getting ready for the season. I think he's still in evaluation mode, and he's trying to see what is the true trajectory of a Ron Holland summer to summer, or Asur Thompson. Once again, I don't agree with that necessarily, that he needs to play close, to play more conservative. I do think they should kick the tires on certain guys that could be available, but I think I understand where he's coming from based on where his initial.
And let me be clear, Dre, I want to make sure I'm clear again, because I don't want my words misconstrued. I don't want them to do some zany Atlanta Hawks all in DeJounte Murray crap. That's not what I am advocating. I'm not screaming for Giannis. I'm not screaming for Jaylen Brown. I'm trying to find a cheap yet potentially paradigm shifting trade. Now, again, if the pricing's not right, I'm not going to knock Trajan. But what I don't want is the in-house sign all my own gym class heroes, and then I can't do anything.
Right, right. You don't want to be irresponsible and commit $20+ million to Malik Beasley and no. X money to Schroeder and all that. I understand that. I think that'll be a mistake. Because it's, you know, not like what the Lions are doing, right? That'll be a mistake, for, especially for basketball, because you need difference makers. So you don't want to commit all your salary cap to guys who are just guys. Right?
No, but Dre, I do think that I think Beasley's going to get an extended deal. I think they're going to try to keep him around, not because of what he did in the playoffs, but what he did throughout the season. And I can't be mad at that, but I can't bring back everybody.
You better be careful what you pay him. We talked about it the other day. You better be very careful, because if you go above a certain threshold, like the mid-level, you, let's say you signed him to something insane, like 4 at $80 million or 4 at $76 million. I'm telling you, you're going to hurt yourself and your ability to do the things you need to do. If he takes a team-friendly deal, he wants to be here, we can talk about it. But you know the problem? Oh, but he said he loves the city, so they want to give him his little Burger King crown.
He is all about that social media. When the Bickerstaff didn't get the Coach of the Year, Detroit versus everybody, yeah, he's playing it up for the crowd.
You know, Kenny does a hand gesture that would mimic my feelings on that.
I'm with you. If you can sign him for a, as I said, a team-friendly deal, I look at what he did. I think he could be a key piece to this team.
All right, I'll give him a deal, and we're going to subtract a $500,000 for every brick he threw up during the playoffs. And whatever's left over, that's what he gets paid.
Oh, the reverse incentive.
You owe us that paper.
Wasn't the greatest playoff.
$500,000 per brick.
He had a great half in game 6.
Cool. You put those highlights on repeat. We'll talk to you in October.